Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins the Mason Crosby Show. Presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Noss, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby, the kicker, is in the house. Dude is like basking in the glow of Walsall. It is all Walsall all the time.
All day, every day.
Let's go.
Oh, man, I just got a message from somebody, a BBC radio over there across the pond.
Let's go.
I might love have it. To jump on.
For those of you just joining the show, Walsall is in the championship? Like, what do they call this game?
It's the League Two promotion. It's the League Two promotion playoff finals.
Okay.
So they had to play two legs of a semifinal, home and away. And whoever wins in the aggregate, which is the combined scores of those two games, gets a shot at the finals to promote to League One. And it'll be a big deal. It's a big thing for Walsall, the town, for the football club. It's going to be an awesome time.
And that's a week from today, correct? That is next. That
a
is
week from today. Yep. Yes, Memorial
Day. So I'll be at the Red Sox Brewers game.
Nice.
And you'll be at the Walsall game.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll I love both it.
Be, yeah. Yes. But well, I guess one of us will be rooting for the right team. The other will.
We're all rooting for Walsall. That's for sure.
That's good.
Yeah. Speaking of our Milwaukee baseball team, Drew Wagner, Milwaukee baseball insider with Forbes Sports, and our very own Milwaukee baseball insider joins the show at this time. Welcome in on a Monday, Drew.
Good morning.
I know you're riveted by the soccer talk on the Mason Crosby show, as you should be. And we appreciate your interest, so thank you.
Yes, as you know, I'm a diehard hooligan.
Well, we know that. I know that.
You're a hooligan for sure, but I'm not sure if that goes into the soccer space. But my first question for you, Drew, because we were talking about it earlier, and Tommy was at our super producer. Tommy was at the game on Saturday night, and he was one of the first 25,000 in the stadium and got his cribbage board.
Threw some elbows.
Threw some elbows out there. What did you feel about Saturday night and the cribbage board giveaway? And were you able to obtain one of them?
I was not able to obtain one. They usually come by and pass out the goodies in the press box. We did not get them. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't play cribbage. I do make cribbage boards in my shop for starting at $125 for those of you interested.
Nice.
Send custom orders in. I'm not a cribbage guy. I thought it was a cool crowd. It was packed. It was energetic. Didn't have much to cheer for the home fans in attendance. But it's nice to see the ballpark filled up.
That is awesome. That's so funny that you make cribbage boards, but you don't play the game. You know, it's like a distiller or like, you know, someone that brews beer but doesn't drink their own product.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I love that. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about this series that just concluded. It seems to be the Brewers way right now to just lay an egg in those first two games and then find a way to sneak out of that third and just kind of keep our hopes and tantalizing those thoughts in our brains of like, can this team be good? What did you feel about this series over the weekend?
This has been a really bad stretch for the Brewers. They are struggling right now. Yesterday was great to get that off your back. It's not so much that they're losing. It's how they're losing and the fact that they're not able to limit the streaks or the slumps. You know, last year, the most impressive stat for me, and I have said this countless times, was they never lost more than three games in a row last year. That is a team that limits the damage. The Brewers have not been able to avoid those long stretches. And when they are losing, it just seems like everything is going wrong. You know, they are playing bad defense. Their offense is anemic. They're getting blow up innings from the pitching here and there. Their pitching, though, lately has been very good. They just have not been able to put a complete game together. Yesterday was a good turnaround, but again, you have to come out and do it today. Momentum is different in baseball. You know, you're playing every single day. They've got to string together a winning streak pretty soon to try and claw their way back to 500 and get back in this thing, because the more these losses pile up, the harder you make it on yourself. And it's still early, but it changes to too late very quickly.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We have Drew Wagner, our Brewers insider, Forbes Sports, et by Andrew Wagner on X. I was thinking about, obviously, yesterday's game, Churio had to make an amazing catch at the wall, save a home run from that game being tied. And Lewis, you know, says after, like, if he doesn't make that play, we're winning the game. So that was, you know, that has to be a moment for this team that can spark something. And they're coming up against a Baltimore Orioles team that is not good. They're not good. You can't sugarcoat it. But we did see, and I just saw this this line go across, that Angels swept the Dodgers. And, you know, we all know how good the Dodgers are. That's Tommy's favorite team. And so we just, have to be guarded. And, like, this Brewers team needs to take care of business against these Orioles. And we were talking earlier that if they're not 5-2 in these next seven games against the two opponents that they're playing, that that feels like a – not a loss, but that just feels like something that they underachieved if that's not the case. Do you agree with that?
I think so. It's easy to look at a record and kind of dismiss an opponent. But, yeah, they are at a point where they should be able to go in and take care of business against an Orioles team that's scuffling. They fired their manager. They're in the doldrums or worse off than the Brewers. Ideally, yeah, you take two or three out of these and then go to work against Pittsburgh. They just have to win. It goes back to Pat Murphy's mantra. Never mind what you do with the series at this point. You have to go out and win tonight. You can't win two in a row until you win your first one. You can't win three in a row until you win your second one. You just have to go out and win tonight and worry about tomorrow. It has to be micro at this point, because you can't look too far ahead or you're going to find yourself back in the hole again.
Drew, oh, go ahead, Mace.
Well, I was just going to make a comment that, yeah. Drew, that's how I live my life as a football player and as a player whenever I play golf, whenever I do anything when I'm playing sports. But now as a full-time sports fan, I want them to look and try to win every game, and I want them to look ahead and win and be like, we are going to win all seven of these games. Like I've thrown though all of those, that process as a fan, out the window. It's like they need to have a mindset to go win all these games. Like I don't really care anymore.
I get that. It's just hard to do that in baseball when you have that right in front of you, because again, it's every day. And you can't go into it thinking, all right, we've got to win this series, because once you do that, that's when you start to lose track of what's in front of you. You know, you have to battle every pitch, every at bat, every play in the field. You have to be in tune to the moment. And we've heard Pat Murphy talk about this, and the players talk about this the last couple games, that they kind of lose track sometimes.
And for sure.
You'll get lost by the moment, or they it's the whole see the forest from the trees cliche. You know, you have to look at what's right in front of you at that moment. I think that's what made last year's team so successful, that they did not worry about the end of the year. They did not worry about the series. They just went out there and worried about that moment, that at-bat, that play, that pitch.
Drew Wagner, Forbes.com, Forbes baseball writer, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Bad news on Jose Quintana. He's not okay. Bad start by Tobias Myers. He's still struggling and scuffling. Logan Henderson, there's a lot of light there and a lot of happiness there. Give us a little breakdown on what you see with this starting rotation right now, Drew.
You know, I'm really impressed with the starting rotation. And I know that Myers had the hiccups yesterday. Listen, they weren't planning on starting Tobias Myers yesterday. He was sent down to the minors to work his stuff out. He got called back up in a pinch because of the injury to Quintana. So it wasn't great, but okay, there was a situation that warranted it. It was the easiest move to make. Quintana, I am not overly concerned about it. I really do think it was more precautionary, that let's take care of this so it doesn't become something bigger, if that makes sense. You know, they've had such bad luck with pitching. They can't afford to be without a guy for a longer stretch. If you make this move now, it's a little trying to let him pitch through it, which he probably could have done. All right, fine. You nip this in the bud. He's good to go the rest of the way. I'm really impressed with the way the starting pitching has held their own despite all the injuries, all the losses, all the adversity early in the season.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Priester hasn't been dominant, but he's kind of held his own. Chad Patrick's been spectacular. Freddie's been spectacular. They navigated these injuries, and now they're getting guys back. You know, pitching has not been the problem. Starting pitching has not been the problem for this team. It's the offense and the defense.
I was going to say, is it easy or hard for starting pitchers to win when your offense doesn't score a run? Like that seems like a challenge for a starting pitcher.
Yeah, it definitely makes it more difficult. You know, and guys are more successful when they're pitching with the lead. And we see this is how teams are beating the Brewers. They get a lead on the Brewers. They're starting pitchers. Their relievers, they just go on the attack. You know, they have a cushion to work with. They can be more aggressive. When you're playing from behind, you have to pitch more carefully. And you tend to pitch more carefully. And when you tend to pitch more carefully, that's when you start to get into trouble, because you start to nibble a little bit and you start to be a little too fine, a little too perfect. And that's when you start to make mistakes.
I totally agree with that. And I'm going to shift gears just a little bit, and it's something we talked about in the last segment with you are a sports fan and you are a Bengals fan. So we discussed this, and I'd love to hear your take. What would you think if the Packers traded maybe Jaire Alexander and there were some picks back and forth for Trey Hendrickson? How would you feel as a Bengals fan?
I would not be pleased. I can't say the words that I'd like to say, because this is a family program and the FCC
is it
has warned me on countless occasions. I have plenty of letters from the FCC, Mitch, so I'm trying to stay on the good
stay
side.
Fair, yeah, that's stay fair, on the right fair. Side.
Okay.
I would not be pleased.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Would be irate.
It would be a big move if they did that. And I think it would, it would deplete that Bengals defense even more. It would be interesting. It would definitely be a bump for our Green Bay Packers. But I do think, though, the relationship there in Cincinnati just seems to be so deteriorated now. Unless they just give him a huge contract, there's not much repair that can be done there, it feels like, out in Cincinnati.
That organization is so toxic. Mike Brown is – I put him up there with Reinsdorf and that – Jack Wagon that owns the Athletics as three of the worst owners in all of sports. Well, and the Packers owners. You know, I put them all together in a group. You don't own the team, you own a piece of paper for cripes. But no, it's a bad situation down there. And like you thought maybe there was a turnaround when Brown started to put other members of his family in charge and they started to modernize a little bit. But Mike Brown is just... He's got to sell the team. I mean, he has run an awful organization. And it's a toxic environment. The situation right now is bad. Like, they had a really good thing going, and in typical Mike Brown fashion, he's doing everything possible to destroy it.
Mason, I love when we get Drew started on the Bengals. Let's go. Let's go.
I had to get it fired up a little bit again there. But Drew, before we let you go, let's just go back to this Brewers series against the Orioles and just kind of what your predictions, your thoughts on like kind of what you want to see from this team. Especially in this first game tonight, as we are just going to look one game at a time with our Brew crew. What do you want to see from this team, and how do you think they're going to fare against this Orioles team?
I'd like to see more of what I saw yesterday, but I honestly don't know what to expect with these guys on any given day. You know, it's a very Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation. You go in there and you think you've got a good shot. Like yesterday, you're going up against a starting pitcher that comes in with a ERA north of 6, and you go down with 3 straight strikeouts in the opening inning. Now they bounce back and then they turn it around, but I don't know what to expect of these guys on any given day because you don't know which team is going to show up.
It's fair.
Yeah, that's totally
baseball.
Fair.
Sounds like baseball to me.
Sounds like that old game of baseball. Well, Drew, stupid really appreciate baseball. You jumping on. It's nice. We've started a new week. It's always good to have you at that 10 o'clock hour on Mondays and Thursdays. So enjoy the game tonight, and we will talk to you again on Thursday.
The world needs to start its work with my shining optimism and positivity. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And cribbage boards.
And cribbage.
Indeed. All right, boys. You have a good one.
Thanks,
Drew. Appreciate it.
That's Drew Wagner, Forbes.com. Forbes, baseball beat writer for our Milwaukee baseball team and our Milwaukee baseball insider. As the Brewers take on the Orioles tonight at 6:40, Quinn Priester against Dean Kramer. That 6:40 start means that Tommy gets an extended leadoff show, 5 to 6:30, 90 minutes of beautificus, just extrapolaneous amazingness. I made up two words, and then I ended it with amazingness, so I think I did okay. Amazingness with our very own Tommy Wirtz on the leadoff show. Tommy, you excited?
I'm super excited. Thank you.
I can tell. You're like drumming back there. What do you got going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got some nervous energy?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I have these two coffee stirrers that I just haven't had the heart to throw away yet, so I've been drumming away.
Yeah, those coffee stirrers, those are rough to part with.
That's tough to get rid of. You must be low there in the kitchen. Yeah, you got to keep those for a while.
Speaking of the kitchen, if you like bacon, beer, and bands, you will love Bacon Fest. Enter to win Vibe tickets, V-I-B-E, very important bacon eater, to Bacon Fest, June 6th through 8th at the Walworth County Fairgrounds in Elkhorn. Go to thefanmilwaukee.com to enter to win today. That's thefanmilwaukee.com to enter to win your chance for Vibe tickets to Bacon Fest.
Vibing right now. I love it.
Love it too. We had a Game 7 yesterday. We actually had two Game 7s yesterday. One in basketball, one in hockey. Both were duds.
Yes.
But we do know the conference final matchups for both the NHL and the NBA. And literally every time you turn around, there's a new Giannis rumor. There's a new Giannis discussion. And then Giannis like takes over Twitter on Saturday. Like, he knows he's in the middle of everything that's going on. And he's like, I'm just going to do a Q&A with my fans because why not? I love smoothies.
I love it. Like, just stir the pot, see what's going on. I'm pretty sure someone's kid was named Giannis yesterday because that was one of the Twitter questions. It was like, if you respond to this, I'll name my firstborn son Giannis. So.
And he did.
He did.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
So that's excellent.
Yeah, we'll get into that and some NBA preview. The conference finals don't start till tomorrow night. So tomorrow we'll really dive into what's going on in the NBA. But some Giannis talk and just like other things that are on our mind from the weekend, I think. Like,
what's going on in our brain? Yeah.
Exactly. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nelson. Again, our thanks to Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports. Follow him at By Andrew Wagner. The Mason Crosby Show is presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're in the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and we're always free on the Odyssey app.
Always.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.